This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. An intense hailstorm battered Metro Denver last night. Baseball-sized hail was reported in Commerce City, and hailstones larger than limes were reported in other communities. That's according to preliminary data from the National Weather Service. May typically marks the start of hail season, which tends to taper off around August. Colorado politicians across the political spectrum are reacting to news of the guilty verdict against former President Donald Trump. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The head of Colorado's Republican Party dismissed the verdict and the trial that preceded it as rigged and disgraceful. GOP Chair Dave Williams said the legal system is being weaponized against Trump. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert tweeted out two words, election interference. Colorado Democrats, unsurprisingly, have the opposite take. Congresswoman Diana DeGette said the ruling ensures no one can exploit the legal system for personal gain. Governor Jared Polis tweeted that the convictions show the former president lacks the moral capacity to lead the country. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Colorado eighth grader placed fifth last night in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Aditi Mathukumar of Westminster went out on the word Lillooet, the name of a First Nations people in British Columbia.
L-I-L-L-O-W-E-T, Lillooet.
I'm sorry, Lillooet is spelled L-I-L-L-O-O-E-T.
Okay. The winner, beating more than 200 contestants, was Bruhat Soma of St. Petersburg, Florida. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.